Today on Gardening in a Minute, horticultural soaps. Horticultural soaps may sound like cleaning products for your plants, but they're actually environmentally friendly pesticides. Horticultural soaps can be used to treat small, soft-bodied pests like aphids, mealybugs, whiteflies, and spider mites. They can be used on indoor and outdoor plants, including vegetables. You can find homemade recipes on the internet, but it's often safer to use commercially available sprays as the results are more predictable. Be sure to follow product labels since timing matters in many situations. For example, spraying on a hot summer day may cause damage to the plant. Horticultural soaps work only when they come in direct contact with pests, so it's important to have thorough coverage. You may need to reapply weekly until you get the pests in check. For more information about horticultural soaps and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, harvesting and storing vegetables. Your family can enjoy nutritious, homegrown vegetables nearly year-round by harvesting from your own garden and canning or freezing the surplus. Harvest vegetables in the early morning while they're still cool. Then wash them thoroughly using plenty of cool running water and chill them in the refrigerator or in an ice bath. Crops that are at the right stage for eating are also perfect for canning or freezing. Vegetables should be canned or frozen as soon as possible after harvesting, since they can decline in quality within just a few hours. Check with your local extension office for workshops on canning. Remember that spending a little extra time during the harvest means that you'll be able to enjoy tasty veggies for months to come. For more information about harvesting vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, one-color gardens. Color often dominates garden designs, but sometimes less is more. Plant a one-color garden for a stunning display. Try plants that share the same flower color. Gardens with white flowers can brighten shady corners and also look great at night when moonlight shines on the flowers. Or try using plants with leaves in different shades of green. By sticking to one color, you'll place emphasis on design elements like form and texture. A monochromatic color scheme works well in contemporary gardens and small spaces, but it can also unify a large garden. Cool colors like white, green, or blue can make a garden seem peaceful and expansive, while warm colors like red, orange, and yellow feel cozy and energetic. So spin the color wheel and plant a one-color garden today. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving money with landscaping. A well-designed landscape has some obvious benefits, like providing a beautiful, peaceful oasis that will accent your home. But landscaping can also enhance your wallet. Careful landscape design can help reduce utility bills. For example, by planting certain trees near the east and west sides of your home, you can shade the house and reduce your AC bill in the summer. Shading your AC unit can also help. Select low-maintenance plants that will save you money in fertilizer and pesticide costs. Put the right plants in the right place, use mulch, and keep up with regular maintenance, since all of these things can help conserve water and keep your water bill low. And of course, remember that a well-planned and well-maintained landscape can also increase resale value of your home. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, terrariums. Terrariums are a fun way to bring gardening indoors, and they're a great project to do with kids. You can get started with little more than an old jar and a few plants. Look for a clean, wide-mouthed jar that's big enough to fit your hand inside. Line the bottom with at least a half-inch layer of gravel or crushed charcoal. Then add a shallow layer of well-drained potting media. The best plants for terrariums are small and slow-growing. Combine rocks and bits of driftwood with ferns, mosses, and other moisture-loving plants to create a beautiful scene. Position the plants in the potting mix and then lightly water them. Put the lid back on the jar to help keep the air and soil inside the terrarium moist. For more information about terrariums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM.